Winterton comes to the Utah State Senate after spending a decade on the Duchesne County Commission. Before that, the senator started and ran Winterton Transportation. Now that the first-year state legislator has been assigned to the Transportation, Public Utilities, Energy, and Technology Board, he said his experience has given him valuable perspective.
Having been over the road in the Western United States, I've seen a lot of good in other states, other cities, and the way that they've done business and the way that the state of Utah's done business. And I think the state's done a really good job, but they've a lot of times focused it on the populated areas of the needs there, and the rural areas always seem to be short in getting recognized. And so I think that Summit County has some real requests and needs for some roads that really, in my opinion, to be a safety hazard because of the amount of traffic there. We need some different options.
In addition to his concerns about Summit County roads, Senator Winterton says he's been approached by officials about the rerouting of U.S. 40 to the west of Heber.
Since last February, I have sat down with Heber City Mayor and the Town Council. We've talked about it. I've talked with the County Council. It's not going to be an easy fix. It's going to be very expensive. And reality is that we're still, at the best, 10 years before coming up to a solution of that. It's a double-edged sword in that if you move the trucks off of Main Street, that hurts the businesses. They don't want them there, but they want safety. No matter where you move the traffic flow to, it's going to hurt the businesses in downtown. This is a problem that I wish that they would have had a direction 10, 15 years ago so that the development that has happened in the city and the county would have been, you know, there would have been a corridor preserved for that instead of having to go buy up and tear down people's homes. And there's not an easy solution to it, whether it's on the west side, the east side. There's so much development going on that somebody is not going to be happy with the solution.
As we've reported, the next step for the bypass would be receiving $2.5 million from the state legislature for an environmental study of the proposed route. After that, they would need to acquire additional properties for the road before it could eventually be built. Senator Winterton noted that the growth near the Jordanelle could lead to additional road infrastructure issues if the area is not carefully planned.
That's an area in which we're not confined as much as downtown Heber. I think that that's one that we can tackle pretty easy by adding another lane each direction. I think that that would ease that pain, and there is room to do that without impacting the development. It's going to be a good challenge, and I'm committed to help work through those, and I think the locals need to sit down with UDOT and tell them what their plans are and what they see so that UDOT can make their plans around them instead of reacting to the growth.
That's District 26 State Senator Ronald Winterton. I'm David Boyle, KPCW News.